Well, now Israel plans to put up another separation wall, this time to tighten its hermetic siege on the Gaza Strip. Gazans say Israel's new measure will only worsen their living conditions inside the world's largest open-air prison. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon tells us more.
The Israeli regime has already erected a wall on the northern outskirts of the Gaza Strip and plans to expand it in a bid to further step up the blockade of the impoverished coastal enclave. The Israeli Ministry of Military Affairs has submitted new tenders to nearly two dozen Israeli firms after foreign companies snubbed Tel Aviv's request to take part in the construction of the wall, which would encircle the besieged coastal region. The construction work on the project is set to start in October.
Israel continues to violate all international laws and norms under the pretext of protecting its security. Surrounding Gaza with walls and fences will only lead this volatile situation to explode because the Gaza Strip has become a powder keg.
The first stage of the fortified wall, which has underground and above ground sections, will run for 10 kilometers. The Gaza Strip is already under a tight Israeli-Egyptian siege that has been in place since 2007. Gazans have expressed outrage and frustration over the planned wall.
We wish to live like other people, and we don't want more walls. We want the siege to be lifted by both Israel and Egypt because life is becoming unbearable here.
I demand the immediate reopening of all crossings, and I want the right to freedom of movement. Instead of building this wall, they should end the siege of Gaza.
The existing 60-kilometer-long barrier between the Gaza Strip and Israel was constructed in 1994 and is mainly made up of electric fence. It is monitored with cameras, motion detectors, and satellite monitoring. Israel claims that building the underground barrier aims to stop Palestinians from digging tunnels, which are mostly used to bring in badly needed basic supplies. Israel, with the help of Egypt, has kept the Gaza Strip under a tight and inhumane siege for nearly a decade. People here are appealing to the international community to help them lift the blockade and end their plight. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.
Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Beirut and talk to Andre Vlitchek, philosopher, journalist and filmmaker. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Vlitchek, first of all, we have another wall going to be erected in the Palestinian territories. How is this going to exacerbate the already bad situation for the Palestinians?
Oh, it's going to make things psychologically and practically absolutely unbearable for Palestinian people. Look, it's the border between Israel and Palestine, Gaza, is 60 kilometers long. There is a part of the wall already built. They are talking about basically finishing the wall along the whole entire border. They are going to go underground, so it is not only practical problem, which as was mentioned in the report, will stop supplies, badly needed supplies, from reaching Palestinian people, but it will have incredible psychological effect on Palestine. People basically live like sardines, isolated from the rest of the world. There is a deep blue sea from one side, there is Israel and its walls and fences from the other, and of course Egyptian Palestinian Egyptian Gaza border is also right now sealed because Egypt is playing to the hands of the West. So it is going to be terrible. You know, just to bring this issue a little bit into perspective, last year I was in South Africa and there was a big congress of international psychologists, and two fantastic Palestinian psychologists were participating in this congress. We're talking about the war zones, about all the problems the world is facing, and they brought the issue of Palestine to this international forum. They said very correctly that the world knows about Palestinian suffering of Palestinian people from attacks, Israeli attacks, from embargo, from you know, not being able to have a fully recognized state, and so on and so on. But what the world doesn't know is the psychological impact all this is having on Palestinian people, and the psychological impact is absolutely tremendous, and it's devastating. So this is going to make things even worse.
And indeed, the term speaks for itself. Gaza being the largest open-air prison in the world. What is the position of the United Nations on this new decision?
Well, the United Nations is, of course, controlled by the world powers and mainly by the Western powers, which are very close allies of the of Israel. And Israel is the basically most reliable, should we say, partner, ally of the Western imperialism in the region. So there will be probably some criticism from the European Union, but at the end it will be just, as always, rhetorics. I think that there will be no action taken against Israel. There will be no, there will be nothing that will make its leadership to change its mind. And look now in the United States, on top of it, the presidential candidate, the Republican presidential candidate, is actually, he said that Israel is the closest ally he has. And they are suggesting the same walls being built around the United States as Israel is building around its territory. So we wouldn't be surprised if, paradoxically, there would be a situation when the U.S. would actually invite the Israeli firms right. to participate in building the walls. But the U.N. Is to come back to your question. The United Nations will probably take no practical action against Israel.
And of course, one last question: how would this, how would the recent issue of a normalization of ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel have an impact on the Palestinian cause?
Very negative, because again, Saudi Arabia never directly helped Palestine except with some cash handouts, which is not really much, considering how wealthy the kingdom is. And now they are going to maybe stop even this, but Saudi Arabia, we always knew that the cooperation between Saudi Arabia and the West and cooperation between the United States and the West and Israel were creating a similar bloc. I mean, actually, indirectly, Saudi Arabia and Israel were allies already before. Particularly their antagonizing Shia Muslims and going against the same targets that the Israel was going after. So I think this will formalize the cooperation maybe in the future that is going on under the table for many years anyway.
All right. Andrei Vlitchek, philosopher, journalist and filmmaker from Beirut. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.